Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know of a relationship that a person is unable to forgive someone else? Maybe somebody in your family or a friend or perhaps you. And you have a hard time really letting go or forgiving that person because they hurt you so bad. They offended you so bad that you are just unable to forgive them. Or somebody that you know is having a hard time forgiving somebody else. And so often it's a family member or a close friend. And that when that happens is even more hurtful and more painful and a lot harder to get over. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode of the Mental Health Today Show, forgiving others and why it's so important for your mental health, coming right up. Welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. I am a board-certified counselor, and today we're going to talk about forgiveness and why it's so important for your mental health. Now, I hope you realize I said your mental health and not somebody else's. Forgiveness really does not help someone else necessarily, not as much as it actually helps you. Or the person who's holding the grudge. It was a couple of days ago, I talked to somebody and they were having a dispute with another a friend. And I talked to both sides, both parties, and one person said, well, this person offended me and said something I didn't like, and I'm not going to talk to them. And I said, okay. And then I went to the other person and talked to them. I said, hey, what's up? What's going on? And that person said, well, this person made me upset, and so I'm not going to talk to them. Or I'll talk to them when they come to me. And they were waiting on the other person to make the first move. And I told them, I said, it is very, very difficult to hang on to a grudge, especially if it's someone who is a friend, someone that you are close to. And I said, life is too short to hang on to that grudge, the unforgiveness in your heart. And a few weeks ago, I talked to someone completely different, and they said that actually this was towards her brother. Her brother did something about a year ago or so, and she said, I will never, ever forgive my brother. I will never forgive what he said. I will always hold a grudge against him. And it had already been over a year, and so I have to believe that this person is really hanging on to this unforgiveness and a lot of bitterness and towards her own brother. And I've seen this time and time again, especially in family members, that for whatever reason, something happened to cause a break in the relationship. It could be a promise that was broken. It could be some kind of financial situation that didn't pan out. It could have been a betrayal of some kind. And because of that betrayal, because of something that they did, the other person is choosing not to forgive. And that unforgiveness will actually cause an erosion of your heart that will cause bitterness to grow in your heart, and it will affect your mental health. Forgiveness is like a cancer, and it will continue to eat away at you, and it will continue to eat away at your or in your relationships. And when you hang on to the unforgiveness, it affects not only your mental health, but the person that you're choosing not to forgive, as well as those who mutually know both of you, like family or other friendships. It hurts them as well when they see or hear you talk about the other person and saying that you are not going to forget them or forgive them. And so this is such a problem that I have seen over the years. It's such a problem that I wanted to dedicate this episode to forgiveness and how it actually, when you forgive somebody, it helps your mental health. And it could be a forgiveness, maybe somebody you don't even know that well. It's important to forgive them. I'm not saying that you forget. I don't know the situation that you're in or the situation that a friend or a family member is in. I don't know what their situation is, but I do know no matter the situation, if you hang on to unforgiveness, it will erode your soul. It will turn you into a bitter person. It will completely destroy any trust. If you can't trust one person, how are you going to trust anyone else? And you have, whether you realize it or not, it's more subconscious, but if you are hanging on to unforgiveness and bitterness and you're holding on to a grudge, it's going to be a lot harder for you to trust other people. Because the subconscious is, well, if this person's going to hurt me, then other people probably will too. And if that trust is broken, then I can't trust anybody. And then what happens is you start to live in isolation all by yourself, and you choose to not open up and let other people get to know you. And that's what bitterness does. That's what unforgiveness does. It makes you a person like a prisoner in your own mind. And it hurts your mental health because it can cause anxiety and depression and a lot of other problems. And it could just give you overall bad mood. And a lot of people say, like this other person that I talked about, I'll forgive that person if they come to me and ask for an apology, or if they ask for my forgiveness, then I'll forgive them. But that's not really truly forgiveness. That's forgiveness that has a condition attached to it. I'll forgive you if, or I'll forgive you when. But that's not really forgiveness. Forgiveness is telling the other person that you're choosing not to let their offense affect you anymore. Whatever they did, you're choosing to let go, and you are choosing to forgive. Now, you're not going to forget, but there is a difference between forgetting and forgiving. You'll never forget, more than likely, depending how deeply you were hurt. You probably won't forget, but you certainly can forgive, and that is letting go of the grudge, letting go of bitterness, choosing to say, I forgive you. I will not bring it up. Even when you feel like you have a sense of justice, justice needs to be done because you offended me, you're letting go of that. And why is that important? Why is it important to let go of grudges and bitterness towards somebody else? After all, they hurt you. They betrayed you in some way. And the hurt goes deep. Why would you forgive that person? They don't deserve it. And you're probably right. You're probably right. They don't deserve it. But think about your own life. You're not perfect. And you probably have done things in your own life towards others And maybe you didn't deserve their forgiveness, but they forgave you. You see, when you choose to hang on to the unforgiveness, you are choosing to hang on to the anger and bitterness. And when you choose to hang on to the anger and bitterness, it will create a sense of depression or anxiety and loneliness because that relationship is broken. So when you decide, because you have to be the one to decide, you have to choose to forgive somebody. And when you decide and to let go of that, you're not really letting go of that person. You're not making the other person feel better necessarily, although I'm sure it would help them feel better. But ultimately, you can't control what the other person does or says. You might say, I forgive you to that person, and they may not acknowledge it, and that's okay. That person may not deserve it, and that's okay. Because forgiving somebody is not really the ultimate goal of forgiving somebody. It's for yourself. It's for your mental health to be able to let go and to be able to say, I am choosing not to let your offense take over control over me. Because that's what unforgiveness does. When you choose not to forgive somebody, you're allowing their offense against you to rule you, to control you. And once you say, I forgive you, you are releasing that control. And no more are you going to be controlled by it. And when you do that, you become a stronger person. You become a more confident person because you are not allowing that offense to affect you in that way anymore. Yes, I said that you'll probably always remember it. You're not going to forget it, but you're choosing to say, I am not going to hang on to this any longer. And it's just like I told this other person, I said, life is too short to hang on to this grudge. It's too short to say, I don't forgive you, especially if it's a friend or a family member. You got to let go. You got to forgive. Now, I know some of you are going to completely disagree with me. You're going to say, you don't know my situation. You don't know what they did to me. How can I possibly forgive them? And you're right. I don't know. But I do know the cost of unforgiveness can make you become someone you don't want to become. And that cost of unforgiveness is very costly. It will cost you all that you have. Yes, you can pretend that things are okay, and you can try to forget it and gloss over it and not talk about it, but eventually it's going to catch up to you, and it's going to create a lot of unhealthy patterns in your life because you're choosing not to forgive. The benefits far outweigh, the benefits of forgiving far outweigh the benefits of not forgiving. I mean, really, what are the benefits of not forgiving somebody? Well, you're teaching them a lesson. You're making them feel guilty. You're making that person feel like they're wrong and there always will be wrong. Okay, so there might be you might feel some benefit from that, some gratitude out of that to make them feel guilty or ashamed by what they did. But that's really, there's not too many more benefits of that. The benefits will far outweigh the benefits of actually forgiving somebody far outweigh of not forgiving them. And the benefits of forgiving them is your mental health, your relationships will grow stronger. You will become a stronger person because you are ultimately the one that has the control of letting go. And I think letting go of the offense that someone has against you, letting go of that, I think shows that you have more power, more strength than holding on to the grudge. And that says something about you, if you're able to do that, to let go, and you're choosing to say, I am no longer going to hang on to this grudge, even though you deserve it. You deserve everything. You hurt me so bad that you deserve unforgiveness. I'm choosing to forgive you anyway. And when you're able to release that, you are then lifted up, and there's a burden that's lifted off of your shoulders, and you can start to become a stronger person. And it could actually create a stronger bond in your relationship with the other person. Not always, but it could. And when you're able to forgive somebody, that enhances your ability to show empathy towards others. The harder you have, the harder it is for you to forgive somebody, typically it's the worse it hurts, the deeper it hurts. And the deeper their hurts, if you're able to forgive that, you are able then to show empathy towards many more people. You'll be able to help other people who are going through something similar. And you are showing your strength, your inner strength, to not allow the offense to take over and control you in that way. And forgiveness is not something that happens overnight. It's a process. You might say that you forgive that person and you still hurt, and that's okay. That's different. It's not going to take away the pain right away. It'll get better. You'll get stronger. But forgiveness is not necessarily a one and done. It's a process, and you might have to forgive little things along the way, depending on how hurt you have been, how offended you are. But as you start to forgive that person, there's something that will happen inside you, and you will start to become more free.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And yet, there is no guarantee of reconciliation when you forgive somebody. That's the ultimate goal. That would be great. It's possible that reconciliation between you and the other person, it's possible, but it's not guaranteed. And there's sometimes, there might be certain circumstances that maybe the person who offended you and you were hanging on to this grudge or bitterness towards that person might not even be alive anymore. And there's really not a lot of reconciliation. You can't reconcile that, because reconciliation takes two living people. So it is possible that you need to let go and forgive somebody who is no longer alive. But that's so important for you to do. If you really want to grow in your mental health and grow stronger, you need to forgive that person, whether they're alive or not. And believe me, I have talked to so many people who have been horrendously abused. and the other person did not deserve the forgiveness, but the victim, the person who the abuse was on, they did deserve to forgive that person. It's not easy. And like I said, it's not going to happen overnight. But even if you have been severely abused, I still want to recommend that you forgive that person, because you are not allowing that person to have control over you anymore. And when you hang on to that grudge, the unforgiveness, the bitterness towards that person, you are allowing them to still have control over you. And that's what you need to say no to. That you're choosing, no, you're no longer going to have control over me. I forgive you. I'll never forget it, but I forgive you. Forgiveness is a very powerful thing. And it's so powerful that it could change you for the better once you are able to forgive. But you can't force somebody to forgive you. If you're the one that offended somebody and this other person is hanging on to a grudge against you and they say, well, I can never forgive you for what you did. Then it's your responsibility to say, okay, I understand that. You can go to that person and say, I don't deserve it. You're right. But I truly desire for our relationship to get better. And I ask for you to bring peace and forgiveness in this relationship. I'll do everything that I can to make it up. I'll do everything that I can to help. But I cannot make you forgive me. You can go to that person. You can write them a letter. You can share in humility why you were wrong and admit that you were wrong and confess to them that you were wrong. You can ask for forgiveness, but you cannot make excuses and you cannot make them forgive you. So if you were the person that offended somebody, you have a lot of shame and guilt, I would imagine. And I'm sure it hurts and you feel bad. But you need to start taking some steps towards reconciliation and ask for forgiveness and tell them what it was that you did to offend that person. And to let them know that you are starting to work on repairing whatever it is that you did. And you let the other person know that you realize you don't deserve it, and you realize it takes time, and that's okay. You are able to wait until they can forgive. But if you can have forgiveness and have peace between you and the other person, that is true reconciliation, and that will free you and help you grow stronger in your mental health. But if you are hanging on to guilt, hanging on to bitterness, hanging on to grudges, then it's going to keep you and stunt your mental health, whether you are the victim or the offender. And you, if you're the offender, you may need to forgive yourself, and that might be where you need to start. You might need to forgive yourself and realize that you hurt and offended somebody. You may be hanging on to bitterness and grudges against yourself. And you are telling yourself you cannot forgive yourself. How can I forgive myself if other people can't forgive me? Might be a thought that you have. But you've got to start there. Forgive yourself no matter how much you offended the other person. Because life is too short. Life is too short to hold on to grudges. Why not forgive others? Why not forgive yourself? And it can only do good to you. And so that's my recommendation. I hope that you'll take me up on that, because forgiving somebody else for something they did against you is a very powerful, very healthy thing to do. But there are many people who choose to not forgive and to let go and to hang on to the grudge and the bitterness until they are very old and maybe on their deathbed. And maybe at that point when they're about to die, they realize that they need to forgive. Why wait to that time? Why wait any longer? Because I want to encourage you to build that relationship. And if you feel like you can no longer build that relationship, you can still forgive and then let go and then move on. And that will help you and help you grow in your mental health. It will help you with resolve, resiliency, grit. It will help you when hard times come. Forgiveness will help you grow stronger. And I believe that. And so I really hope that this has been a good reminder of why it's so important for you to forgive and to be forgiven, to be able to say no to no more bitterness, no more grudges, and say yes to peace and reconciliation. And it does make a difference in your mental health. It will help you grow stronger. I know it will. So I want to challenge you, if you have somebody in your life that you're having a hard time forgiving, something that they may have done maybe years ago, I want to challenge you to forgive that person. And it doesn't happen overnight. Like I said, it's a process. You might have to do it slowly. That's okay. But you're working towards forgiveness. And you're choosing to let go. And you're choosing to hang on to what's good and right. And it will go well with you. I believe that. Well, I really believe this. This is what I live by. And I think it will help you. I hope it's part of your mission is to choose to forgive others as you have been forgiven. And I think that's good. That's a good, healthy mental, a good mental health practice to be in. Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you listening. And this has been the episode on forgiveness of the Mental Health Today Show. And I hope that you will grow in your mental health, that you'll work on your mental health. And I do hope that you'll subscribe to the show, the Mental Health Today Show. Find that in your podcast, subscribe, and give me a rating. It's always helpful to get a rating and a review because it helps me reach other people when you do that. So whatever podcast that you're listening to, if you take a few seconds and subscribe and rate the show and leave a little kind review, that will help me tremendously. Well, friends, thank you so much. And until next time, take care of yourself and God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.